Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We, of course, broadcast live from The Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution, and thanks to Evan Thomas. He gets us up and running and motivated and twitching every morning. And certainly we appreciate everyone who called and texted and emailed.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Plumbers 911 Football Monday, presented by Fireplace and Chimney Authority and Busey Bank.
And thanks to our executive producer, he is Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
Anthony, can you explain just you subbing out? Were you hurt? Were you injured? Were you tired?
Man, tired. I ain't gonna lie. That was a lot of running right there that I did. And I don't think I was gonna be able to go that next play. So I just, just told Sam I just needed a break right there.
You talk about losing the locker room.
Anthony Richardson got tired during the game.
Tired.
Came out for a
on third down.
Whatever. That's okay. The Bears can't convert this. Thank you, Brandon Fryer, for your great work.
What does it mean to lead these guys, and what could be the start of what you said is something special moving forward?
Man, there's a white boy from Detroit that I really admire named Eminem. He said, you only get one shot. Do not miss a chance to blow. This opportunity lasts once in a lifetime. And I know I got a quote, Eminem, he from Detroit, he right up the road, but... Man, I'm just grateful. I'm grateful that the Lord provided me with this opportunity. I'm grateful for my teammates.
That's awesome.
That's Jameis Winston.
That's awesome.
They, okay.
Brandon provided the musical background, though.
Oh, yeah.
And that wasn't, it wasn't as he was talking. Brandon was just on top of it, as usual.
That's obviously a great song.
That's awesome.
Thank you, Brandon. And Marshall Harris is getting the kick out of it. That's our guy.
Sorry, I didn't mean to laugh.
No, it's great. That's
if I don't laugh, I'll cry.
Yeah. And Dan Bernstein's here. Dan's here with
crazy. I can't believe that. Who is that guy?
Oh yeah, that was the statue. Did you see that?
We all saw that.
Oh my God. That's crazy.
The memes are just with rampant.
He didn't mean like who is that guy? He meant look what I've done, but the many people who responded were like, "Yeah, who is that?"
Who is that?
It was a statue that looked nothing like D Wade.
Right.
Oh, and it's also terrifying.
Yeah, it was pretty scary. He's like squinting and celebrating, but it.
My knows? Friends and I were debating whether that was worse than the Allen Iverson. I don't know if you saw the Allen Iverson statue.
No,
but it's like as high as Allen Iverson is, and then they pull the drape off of it, and most of it is a pedestal, and the actual Iverson statue is about chest to head high. Of a full body. It's like a mini AI. And people are like, that's all you're going to do for AI?
It was like Stonehenge and Spinal Tap, where they have it 18 inches instead of 18 feet.
Yeah, it looked like it was going to be...
When we get the actual piece, what do you mean the actual piece?
It looked life-size until it wasn't.
Yeah. He was such a great player, and he was like a little fella. I mean, it's extraordinary.
Still is.
What he could do...
Yeah.
In the NBA, at his size, was extraordinary.
I don't even know if the statue thing resonates with people anymore. The idea of having a statue.
Oh, no, it does. It's tangible. Yeah, if you go to a game and it's sitting outside of a stadium or arena.
It seems kind of...
Ozymandias.
There are people that go to the United Center just for the opportunity to take a picture
with the Michael Jordan statue.
Yeah. No doubt about it.
Yeah, those people... don't have much else going on in their lives.
Come on, man. If you grew up a fan of Michael Jordan and you're at the place where he was doing work.
Okay. There's actual former players walking around you can talk to.
I know you're very much enthralled with seeing Michael Cage on Saturday. But with no hair.
Day made.
But with
Michael
no hair.
Cage was on the concourse at the United Center.
I thought you said Michael Caine.
Michael Caine?
What the hell was he doing?
No, Michael Caine with Michael Cage's hair would be a thing. And now Michael Cage doesn't have Michael Cage's hair. It's all gone now.
Very disappointing.
It was kind of sad. But somebody texted me, a friend of mine, said his hair has achieved sentience and its own emancipation and is now somewhere on the Pacific coast of Mexico with Andy Dufresne and Red. But that's where it is. It is in its rightful place. But man, that was, we had such a fun weekend doing that show.
We did.
Doing the Bulls show. Good. And then
the game happened.
And then my other favorite part was leaving the Bulls game.
Oh, man. We got you to stay for a quarter, though.
Yes, I stayed for a quarter, and that was enough. Because, woof. Woo. That was gross.
That's a real good team, though. Okay.
Very good team.
Yeah, very good team.
Alex Caruso fits right in.
Shoot. Holmgren is doing Giannis stuff out there. Like, he's going end to end, seven footer, dribbling between his legs and protecting the rim. Yeah, they're dangerous. But then we all settled in, and the nation got to watch your Chicago Bears.
Did you see that Victor Wembanyama wore a Wookiee of the Year?
Yes. You saw his shoes, right? He got special shoes.
Oh, that was funny.
Yeah.
That was very funny. I thought it was funny.
Vic is good. Bulls could use a guy. Well, maybe the Bears, too. Bulls could definitely use a guy like that on their team.
How bad was yesterday, do you guys think? How bad was that loss?
Bad.
It's the worst loss of the Matt Eberflus era.
Covering a lot of ground.
Well, look at the Matt Eberflus.
There have been a lot of them.
Well, he made it worse with his comments.
Yeah.
I don't understand how.
Just 1 yard.
Because the 1 yard play is unjustifiable, unmitigatable. It is absolute. There are no excuses.
You cannot let that
play run.
No.
I don't care if you practiced it. Yeah. At some point, you say, "Look, maybe if we're up 30."
Guys, my boy had a great comment on this. Gabe Ramirez, who you all know, said, it's like Shane Waldron's out here calling plays for Instagram. He's doing it for the likes. But, like, you got to do stuff that works in real life.
Yeah, and it doesn't work in real life that way. And Matt Eberflus might have been too preoccupied planning ahead for the next defensive series, doing something that a lot of guys don't do very well in multitask. And as a head coach, he's a very good defensive coordinator. And as a defensive coordinator, he's a very lousy head coach.
You got to own it after the game. You got to own it.
You got doing too much.
He said he signed off on it, though.
I know. But after the game, you have to come clean and understand that that's a mistake.
Or at least seem a little bit more perturbed that it didn't work out. I think that would actually buy him some.
Not with the players, though. Because then you're blaming the players when you start talking about execution. You're handing the ball to a backup center.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I don't know what they were doing.
They were losing, is what they were doing.
Backup guard in that game.
Yeah, but whatever. It's just that is unjustifiable. That kind of thing gets people fired. It won't get him fired yet,
and fired up.
But it goes into the file.
Well, it definitely goes into the file. They lost a winnable game, and they obviously came back and scored again. But it changed the whole complexion of the fourth quarter, how it went down. You give your defense a lead with 6 minutes to go. It's a much different scenario, and you're probably in a better position than you are having to rely on the way that you wouldn't have lost it the way that they lost it, which raises another set of issues in terms of player discipline and structure and all those things. Tyreek Stevenson can't do that. You can't tolerate that. Now you can't accept that. You have to discipline him in some way, shape, or form.
That matters today. Otherwise, you're going to Trestman yourself is what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
When you're the hits principal guy, everything is about trying hard, being disciplined, effort, intelligence. They talk about situational football. Mm-hmm. Like, your credo was just mocked by your own player.
Yeah, and if your leadership council is going to have an intervention with your offensive coordinator because they don't like the plays that are being called, you have to have some repercussions for a player that's clowning around and taunting the opposing fans when the play is in action.
The opposing fans were telling him the play started.
Yeah, that's an awful one.
We're going to have a time talking about this.
How are you going to handle it?
Well, we're going to handle it like we handle our football Mondays. This one is special because not only do we have Anthony Herron at 11 and Dan Weider at 1, Mark Schlereth is going to join us at noon. We will take some phone calls. We're going to talk about absolutely everything. And as we get fresh sound today from Matt Eberflus, from Tyreek Stevenson, we'll turn that around as soon as we have it.
Have a great show.
See you.